Now, Sinn Féin TD for Kerry Pat Daly is raising concerns over what he says is a continued refusal from the Department of Health and the HSE to provide details in relation to North Kerry CAMHS, and particularly the consultants commissioned as part of the North Kerry CAMHS review, which we've been waiting for quite some time. Deputy Daly is with me. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
Can you tell me, first of all, what sort of details were you looking for here about the review or about the consultants carrying out this review why?
Well, I think just to put it all in the context, and it's no harm to remind listeners because sometimes I even forget some of the details of the Maskey, what the Maskey review was just published in January of 2022. So 3.5 years ago now, the South Kerry review, which said that there was unreliable diagnosis for children and young adults who are accessing mental health services. There was inappropriate prescriptions. Antipsychotic drugs were prescribed to young people who didn't need it. There was poor monitoring found, and what they said was potential adverse effects, but we all know that there were adverse effects, and that 46 young people in Kerry were exposed to significant harm, which included sedation, weight gain, elevated blood pressure, and galactorrhea, which I didn't know what that word was at the time, but it meant that sometimes young men were giving out breast milk as a result of the bad prescriptions. Risperidone was often given, antipsychotic medication, to children who didn't need it. So I and other representatives, of course, met people. I met one young lad who was on 6 different types of drugs. He'd increased in appetite, weight gain, pains in his chest, blunting of his emotions and cognition. So and obviously the breast milk as well he had. Now, that's a scandal on a national level. It's probably the greatest injustice in Kerry, or one of them, in the last 50 years, probably. So we are waiting all the time for the North Kerry review to come in, and we're wondering what has happened to it. And I know, for example, that a contact was on to me recently who said that there's huge money has been already spent over the last few years, upwards of 7 figures, I'm told, paid to consultants as part of this review. So where is it? Why aren't the government publishing it? And why are they not being, in my view, transparent about the reasons for the delay? And why won't they say what how much has been paid to consultants? So I was trying to get more information in relation to this. I feel that I've been stonewalled. I asked the minister about it, and the response on August 8th said that the amount spent on consultants would only be finalised at the end of the review.
Yeah, you put in an FOI request as well on the matter for information, and a decision was due on the 18th of August.
That's right.
At the latest.
And then I received a response then last week saying that due to extenuating circumstances, they said the deadline had to be delayed for another month to September the 15th, which is months again after the initial request was filed and after the report is due to be published. I have no doubt, Gerry, that report is available. They haven't been doing nothing for the last 2 and 3 years on this report. So I can't understand why is the department and why is the HSE so reluctant to provide the public with the details. We've had problems with this North Kerry CAMHS for years now, and these children and their families continue to be excluded from, by the way, the compensation scheme, which was opened for the people who were under South Kerry CAMHS
but not
between
for
2016
Kerry.
And 2021.
Is that part of the problem, Deputy Daly? Is that part of the problem? This is a complex area. You're dealing with, you know, intricate details of people's private mental health problems. You have issues regards to assessment by experts, and then inevitably a compensation scheme, all of which will take time. Is that part of the reason? You can publish the report, but then you could leave people languishing for months until you get things organised to deal with the outcome of that report.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, yes, that it is a complex scheme. There are an awful lot of factors to be taken into account. However, they've been working on it for ages, and I cannot understand, and I've asked the minister, and I can't understand why the four government supporting TDs in the county haven't pushed this through. North Kerry and people who were who their treatment started before 2016 or continued after 2021 are excluded from the scheme. So those children who are now adults, they have received an apology already from the HSE. Unlike the people who are in the scheme, they have to fund their own cases. So many of the doctor's reports here cost €3,000, €4,000. So already having been punished, already having received an apology from the HSE because their treatment wasn't, you know, either there was significant harm or it didn't match the standards that there should have been. In addition to that, they're being told, unlike other children who are treated in around the same time, they have to dig into their own pockets and fund the scheme, even though an apology has already been given to those children. Why is that? And I've been asking for a year now to expand the scheme to those people who have received apologies.
Are you expecting, can I say, just on the report, your FOI request delayed till the 15th of September? Are you feeling the report will be out before that? So we're going to get the report within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
I have no reason to believe because we kept this is put back time after time after time. It's going to be out by the end of last year. It was going to be out by Easter. It was going to be out by the end of Q2. Now we're being told that it's going to be in the autumn. I have no reason to believe that. I have no confidence that will happen. I think the report is there, Gerry. Whatever they're doing with it, they should be upfront and say, well, we're having problems. These are the reasons that we can't do it. Whether, you know, and I'm not going to speculate as to what that is. But this is all in the context, Gerry, of the children who are the waiting list for CAMHS at the end of just June 2025, where the HSE Southwest now has, in total, there's over 4,400 children waiting to be seen. 1,000 of those are in the Southwest. And 332 of those are waiting more than 52 weeks, which is higher than even Dublin. So that's out of 712 people who are waiting more than. So I have no confidence in what's going on there at the moment. I don't know the reasons. And it's about time that the HSE or the minister or the government needs to be upfront about this, because this is an injustice, a scandal.
There should probably be
a public inquiry in relation to it at some stage, but let's wait and see what's in the report first.
Okay, let me ask you this question separately. Tom gets in touch and says, in relation to the presidential election, Jim Gavin is a capable man, but I'm not sure he's the personality to be president. Micheál Martin will nominate anyone to keep Bertie Ahern out. And separately, Tom says, I think Sinn Féin should support Catherine Connolly. What's your view on it? Rose Conway Walsh talking last week about the next president would really need to be up for uniting the country, and she feels that absolutely she was that kind of person. Your Dáil colleague who represents Mayo Strong, Kerry Ties, Kerry Lynx, saying it's an honour for anyone to be considered to be president of our country. What's your view on what your party should do this morning, or what you will do?
First of all, you know, Jim Gavin is obviously very capable himself. He did a great job with the rules, but I'm not sure what his politics are. In relation to the presidential election, you know, I'd be friendly with Rose. Obviously, you said she's one of the Enrights from Lazelton. Her mother passed away recently. The party is in part of an ongoing process. There will be a decision probably the second week of next month. Catherine Connolly has been recently stating positive things, I would say, about a united Ireland. She is an excellent politician, in my view. She is very good politician. She's very good with the Irish language. I was on the Cocosian na Gaeilge with her. She's very good on Palestine, very good on housing, very good on health, and I'm sure she is an excellent candidate. And of the declared candidates, I think she's the best of them, by the way. But obviously we have a decision to make in Sinn Féin. That there is a process.
Are you talking
ongoing
internally about it? Are you having discussions with leadership over possible candidates, possible support for Catherine Connolly?
Well, I put it this way, Gerry. You know, it has come up at party meetings in Leinster House. I haven't been really discussing it during August or since the end of July. I know that the Ard Comhairle did meet and discussed it, and there was feedback coming in from around not only the state, around the whole of the island of Ireland. You know, we would prefer, of course, if the people in the north who had voting rights in this. That was a promise that was made a few years ago now, and that hasn't happened to date. If we have our own candidate, obviously I'll be supporting that candidate, but we just have to wait and see until the process. We have a think-in on, I think it's the 7th and 8th of September, and I expect a decision around then from the party.
Okay, so decision around then as to whether you'll support Catherine Connolly or whether it'll be one of your own candidates that's going forward for the presidency.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Final point about it. I just wanted to ask you this question separately. The presidency will take up a lot of time. The budget is on the agenda as well, I'd imagine, but we're still having serious problems with housing. Average rents 6.9% higher than this time last year. There's also the story in Kerry of rents. They're up 70% in the last 5 years, according to the last Daft rental price report for the second quarter of 2025. The average listed rent in Kerry is now €1,512, which is just huge. There's a shortage everywhere. I know you're saying the government aren't doing enough. Can I ask you this? Would Sinn Féin get to the bottom of it if he were elected?
Well, there's... Every week, nearly, we deal with people in the office who, for example, their rents have gone from 1,100 a month to 1,600 a month. That's one that I came across recently. The government, you're right, they aren't doing enough about it. There should be a three-year rent cap. There should be more social and affordable housing. I don't expect the government... The government recently came out with a statement which is staggering, that rents need to be buoyant. They need to increase to bring more investment in to build more houses for rent. And there is one fundamental difference between Sinn Féin's view on it and the government's view on it. The government believe that if you bring more housing, more apartments built in the state, that will automatically improve the situation. I totally disagree with that. And I totally disagree with a mindset that says that rents have to remain high and keep going up so that investment will come in. We believe, and we've always said it, that there should be more social and affordable. And there's no affordable housing in Kerry. None. There is a very limited...
Would you turn that around? You'd go fully public, fully state building? I say that this morning, a story in the Irish Times, €3 million was spent by Dublin City Council buying two Victorian commercial buildings in Dublin. They've been left vacant due to lack of resources to convert them into social housing. Would you sort? That was a recommendation of the task force on Dublin City Task Force report published last October. They have an adaptive reuse unit set up by the council in October 2022. They're working on one in Ringsend, but they don't have the money to do the other two. Would that change under Sinn Féin?
Yeah, well, there has to be a place for private investment, and that's included in Ona Brin's housing plan of bringing in the necessary 300,000 homes over the next 5 years, or that's what was coming up to last year's budget. But a much more significant part of that has to be social and affordable housing. There also needs to be a three-year rent cap, and we've been saying that for a long time. There has to be a rent cap to stop these exorbitant profits. But do I believe that the government are going to cap rents? I do not. And I think that they haven't a notion of what they're doing with housing. And can I just mention one more thing, Gerry? And
I'm very
slow to intervene, really, in affairs of council and MD decisions. And I support what they did in Killarney in relation to the Áras Pádraig, by the way. But a decision was taken over the summer break last week for the residents of Green Lawn, where there's a landlocked piece of ground is now going to be provided for a car park. And if you pick the most gridlocked road in the whole county, which I believe is Mission Road in Killarney, now there is a proposal to open that up for a car park. And if the thinking is that that's going to ease traffic congestion in Killarney by building another car park off Mission Road of all places and open up a landlocked area to it, I'm not sure. There's a question mark that some people have been raising recently, including the local residents, as to whether a recent report from the planning authority was made aware to the councillors that there was enough parking, that was the opinion.
The report came out and said no to a multi-storey car park idea, I think. Just on that, the most gridlock road in Killarney is it's not the bypass anymore, it's an inner relief road, it's a bypass road. What about the argument that the car park will help that? Get cars off a road and help free up some bit of Killarney while other things are done.
Well, first of all, the residents of Green Lawn, rightly so, are completely opposed to it, and they have been ignored. I don't believe that bringing more cars into that road for an access and entrance and access to a new car park there is going to improve gridlock. How can it, by bringing more cars into it, how can it possibly improve parking? It cannot.
Providing parking and stopping cars looping car parks in Killarney, as they have been doing for the last 2 or 3 months, because they can't find somewhere to park, therefore adding to the traffic. But it's a debate for another day. Thanks for your views, Deputy Daly. That's Deputy Pat Daly from Sinn Féin.